To Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean, the natural vet, on our new show. We love cats and dogs and the people who care for them. We're here for 2 whole hours to answer any question you have about your pets. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email us at radiopetlady@gmail.com before any show, and we'll answer your question on the air. And don't forget that if you write us at radiopetlady@gmail.com, you'll get a free box full of freeze-dried protein treats from Whole Life Pet, good for dogs and cats. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Waruva Pet Food, Precious Cat Litter, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil, and The Honest Kitchen Raw Dehydrated Pet Food made in a human food facility. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is a production of 8 Paws LLC and Dr. Sean Messonnier DVM PC, which are solely responsible for its content. And those of you already burning up the phone lines know that the first Tuesday of the month is not Dr. Sean. It is the magical, amazing, inimitable Anne-Marie Sawicki, the official animal communicator of this show and all my shows. Anne-Marie, we are reunited, sweetie pie.
How are you, sweetie? It's good to be back.
Oh, my God. People were so sad when the other show went away and the other one wasn't live and there was no more Anne-Marie to make the connections with their pets. We have all our telephones filling up. I want to warn anyone listening for the first time, if you've never heard Anne-Marie or even any animal communicator, you're going to get a busy signal. This is what I always have to tell people. Don't be frustrated. Keep listening. Tell your friends to listen. And we're going to try and do our 3-minute rule. It's something that we are kind of good at because we could, of course, go on longer with each person, trying to keep it to 3 minutes with each person. So when someone hangs up, that line will become free. So you just sort of have to put it on auto redial or something. Anne-Marie is amazing. Of all the 8 years I've been live on the air, Anne-Marie has been with me the first day of the month and left people laughing, crying. In fact, one of the ladies, Anne-Marie, who anyone who has emailed me in the last few weeks, I've told about the new show and particularly that the first Tuesday will always be Anne-Marie. And a lady wrote back and said, I said, have you ever heard Anne-Marie? And she wrote back and said, oh, yes. Whenever I hear her, I'm always driving along and wiping aside tears. It was so sweet. Anne-Marie knows how to talk to your animals that live with you. And by the way, it does not have to be just dogs and cats. We had a tortoise once. We've had a snake. We had a parrot and a horse, and she's done my mini donkeys, mother and daughter, Mona and Lisa. So you can call with any pet that you want to have a question about. Maybe they're not well and you want to know how they really are. Maybe they've been misbehaving or acting goofy. The other thing that she's amazing at is making a connection with people's pets who have crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. If you have lost a pet recently, it takes at least about 6 months for them to make the transition. So if you hear us talking and you recently lost your pet, she's not really going to be able to make that connection for at least 3 months until after they've crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. So just know that. Let me also give you a little bit of housekeeping. So I'm going to say the number one more time. Even though the phones are filled up, just write this down and just keep on dialing. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. We have contest going on. The one I most want you to do is one of our great advertisers, Nordic Naturals. It's the me and my dog and me and my cat. Oh, Anne-Marie, you should get in the contest. I need everyone to do this so Nordic Naturals knows that they're supporting a show with lots of people who have dogs and cats, which I have told them is true, and I do hope you have dogs and cats. If you're listening to Cat Chat and Dog Talk, that would be helpful. You have to like me on Facebook, and you have to send me a picture of your dog or cat, just a picture. Any little thing you want to write about it is great, to radiopetlady@gmail.com. The same address, and even if you want the same email, give me your mailing address, and you'll get Whole Life Pet freeze-dried treats as well, which your kitty has had, right, Anne-Marie?
And yes, she
I think
has.
Rather, rather loved them. So
absolutely.
That's it. The Nordic Naturals, me and my cat and me and my dog, it's a great contest. The dog person gets a dog Bible and Omega Pet product for themselves and for their animal and a What's Essential t-shirt and the cat Bible for the cat person. Just go just go to Facebook and like me. I have to show them that me, who has been hiding from Facebook all these years, has had a change of heart. The other thing to know is that we're going to have lots of more live pet expert shows on this channel. Anne-Marie doesn't actually even know this yet. It was just going to be Sean and myself, the natural vet, and then once a month, Anne-Marie. But we had to make a network. We're constructing it. There's going to be the Radio Pet Lady Network 24/7. The other shows starting in March that you can be looking forward to, and you have to go to RadioPetLady.com to learn all, when they're in the schedule, what's the topic. The vet expert, second opinion vet internist Donna Spector. It's a Dog's Life with Greg Kleva. Any of you listening that used to hear us all on the Martha Channel, Greg is joining us here Thursday nights, 8 p.m. East, 5 West, just like he used to. Pet Food Advisors, a show all about pet food questions. University of Tennessee professor, great lady. And those of you who know who Arden Moore is, Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore. She's bringing her whole tribe right over here. So there's going to be lots of more shows. But, of course, the cornerstone show is this show. And those of you holding and sweating like, oh, my God, I have a question for Anne-Marie, we're going to start talking to you. I'm just going to say that number one more time. Anyone listening, as soon as you start to hear Anne-Marie and her amazing sensibility, I think you, too, are going to be dialing 888-627-6008. And we will get right on with Leah on line two. Leah, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You told me to call in. Yeah, you told me to call in, Tracy, about the greenies, but can I ask a question first?
Yes.
The question I have is, Callie is 7 pounds, and I'm feeding her 2 cans of Fancy Feast today. Is that okay?
Yes, this is a cat that she found from outside, Anne-Marie. You might want to ask a question about maybe where Callie came from, because that's one of the really cool things that Anne-Marie can sometimes pick up some of their background. As much as a cat will eat twice a day is fine. When a cat's full, she'll stop eating. She probably was hungry for a really long time, Leah, and sometimes animals who've been starved and homeless are very greedy about food, as we would be if we were, you know, like in a, I don't know, a prisoner of war and all we had was water and bread. So it's fine. It's probably more than she'll eat eventually, but you just want to make sure that you have one of the Cat Chat approved foods, and I'm sure you're picking one that is not all fish, basically chicken or turkey based. And as far as her teeth go, you don't want to buy any dental chews at all for cats. They're all they do not clean cats' teeth. What cleans cats' teeth is your dentist. If your cat has really bad breath, seems to have problems, they have to have their teeth professionally cleaned. And when Dr. Sean is back soon, he's talked a couple of times at length about dental cleaning. So everyone needs to embrace that. But it's Anne-Marie's night. So describe Callie to her. Describe what Callie looks like, her coloring.
Well, Tracy's got a photo of her on her Facebook page. And
that
I
doesn't do
that,
any good, lovey. We're live on the air, Leah. Describe her with words.
Okay. She's a tabby. She's about 1 year old. She's 7 pounds. She looked like she was well fed, but I don't know. And she isn't declawed. She's the sweetest cat. She likes to play at 4 in the morning, and she eats at 7 in the morning, and then she'll eat again at 6, and then at night, like around 11. So, I mean, she's a great cat. I don't know why anybody wouldn't want her, but I want her.
Are her tabby colors more of a gray and a black, or are they brown, white, or what are they?
They're brown. They're light brown and dark brown.
And she came covered in fleas, Anne-Marie. God. And Dr. Elizabeth gave Leah 6 months of Vectra for fleas to help her overcome them. So that was pretty neat. So, you know, maybe she just wants to give a shout-out. I mean, luckily, all is going well other than this giant appetite. So I don't know if Callie, how did you pick her name, Leah?
Well, I started with Ava, and then I was thinking, because I like Ava Gardner, and I was thinking, well, that's a little too sophisticated. So I started with, then I did Callie, and then I was going to do Allie, and I was like, no, I'll do Callie. Callie sounds good, and I kept it. But she doesn't have a lot of fleas left, but she's doing okay with the food, and her breath is not as bad as I thought, Tracy. It was just, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Good. So is Callie making any connection with you, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, let me just ask you a quick question, Leo. Where do you live? What, you don't have to tell me the exact town or anything, but the state?
Oh, I can tell you. San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. Do you live near farming country? Ranches, whatever?
No, I'm a city girl.
Okay, you're a city girl. The reason I'm asking is because I asked Callie where she came from, and she's showing me something that looks like a barn-type structure or an outside structure, but it seems like she was basically stuck out there or put in there for quite some time. When I say put in, I mean that the door was shut, and unfortunately she had like a little way to get in and out. But she's very, very intelligent, and she finally decided, I don't like to be here anymore. I'm out of here. And she kind of left.
Really?
So however she came to you was a blessing?
I found her across the street at the complex across the street from my apartments, and she was meowing. I thought she lived with somebody in apartments because when I took her in, the first place she went was the bathroom. So I thought she was being locked up during the day in the bathroom. That's what I thought.
No, like I said, you have a very intelligent cat there.
She escaped well. Leah, this is so great that you called in. We're so thrilled to have you be the very first person to have a reading from Anne-Marie on the air. Thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. And keep on loving Callie, and I know she loves you back. Thanks, sweetie.
Okay.
Yes, right. This is our very first time of having Anne-Marie, and we're looking at 10 years into the future. So that will be the very first kitty we'll look back in time and say, it's nice when it's a kitty was like doesn't have a big problem, too, you know, like something wrong. I mean, just great that it all worked out. The number to call if you would like to have Anne-Marie make a connection for you with any pet you've had now or in the past, in your childhood, when you were in college, any time at all, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, and our wonderful engineer Doug will put you on hold while we say hi to Krista on line 3. Hi, Krista. Welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
wonderful.
How are you?
I wrote you an email about my little kitty, Katie, how her owners had moved away and left her in the house.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and the neighbors went in through a window and got her because they heard her screaming, this little girl.
Isn't that
screaming,
something?
But she does something, I think it's adorable, but I just want to know if it's normal. I got her from the shelter, and I guess it's maybe because I'm the one that picked her up and chose her, or she chose me, and I brought her home, but she likes to, as I put it, exfoliate the left side of my face. She likes to clean me.
All right,
I wish she would do the right side of my face.
I want you to describe her to Anne-Marie, about her size.
She's a little tabby. She's probably the smallest cat I've ever owned, and she's a year and a half. She's like silver and I'd say dark gray, dark silver, but she's starting to turn a little darker all over. Yeah, but her name's Katie. She's the sweetest thing. But she likes to exfoliate my face and my left arm. And if I stop her, she acts like she just gets so hurt. And so I have to pick her up and let her do it again. But is that normal? Because maybe I'm thinking that I brought her home.
It's unusual, but I'd love to hear what if she does want to talk to Anne-Marie, what Anne-Marie has to say. I mean, cats are all individuals. Normal, no, you don't hear this often. But maybe you have the most delicious body cream and face cream, and we should buy some. Anne-Marie, has Katie come to you at all?
Krista, how long have you had her?
I've had her, I got her December 30th. We've had her a little over a year.
Okay, so over a year you've had her.
11.
And she's been doing this ever since?
And she's been doing this ever since.
Okay,
and I'm basically the only one. She's cleaned my husband a couple of times. Not much. And when our daughter came to visit for Christmas, first time in 5 years, she cleaned her for a little bit. But me, it's just up and beyond the call of duty with me. If I could just get her to do my right side, I would feel much better. You know?
Would you like me to ask her for you?
Yes,
to do the right side?
That would be great.
Okay,
so
hold on 1 second.
Left-sided,
Oh, okay. This is sweet. One of the reasons Katie does this to you is, and this take this as a compliment, you're her mommy. You're the kitty mommy.
Yeah.
And they do this with their mommies. And your daughter, apparently what I'm hearing from her, exhibits very maternal energy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why she was cleaning her, too. Now, I said, well, what about Daddy? And she says, oh, him once in a while, but Mommy mostly, meaning you. Now, I asked if she could do the other side, and she looked at me kind of funny, and she said, but I can't reach from where I'm standing. I said, but you have to move. And she went, oh, okay. And she wanted to make sure that it was okay with you, and I said, yes, it's fine. Do the entire face. Don't forget the nose and get the other arm. And she's like, okay, I'll try. But she's like, whatever will please you, she is going to try and do.
She is such a cutie. And she's, you know, she's indoor only.
And, thank you.
I'm afraid to let her out because she's a hunter. I'm afraid what she'd come home with is trophies. But her and my other kitty, Gracie, that we've had for a couple of years, they're inseparable.
You're very
Gracie,
lucky.
Gracie, she's a chocolate tabby. And she's probably the biggest cat I've ever owned. So it's quite adorable because you can look at Gracie and know what's running through her her head and go, run, Katie, run, you know.
So but, it's sort of a Mutt and a Jeff, the very big and the very small.
Oh, but they're wonderful, the best kitties ever, you know.
Oh, that's so great.
But you were
so
saying
great.
Something about, you were saying something, I wasn't prepared to talk about any of this, but you said something about the Rainbow Bridge.
Yes. Have you lost a kitty or any other pet at any time that you would like Anne-Marie to try and connect with?
Mr. Jinx.
Okay, tell us a little about him.
He's been gone for almost 2 years.
Okay.
He's a big white cat with orange spots.
Oh, wow.
We called him Jinxie.
And what was the circumstances of you losing him?
He just went to sleep one day at the age of 10 and died.
Really?
Oh, what a nice way to
11.
Go.
That is very peaceful, but a little shocking.
It was. I came home from the dentist. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You must have been in shock.
Yeah. And he
was my best. You're kind of wondering what happened, I would guess.
Yeah, I do, too. You know, but, you know.
Let's see if Anne-Marie can make any
connection. Was Mr. Jinx or Jinxie a solid cat? Was he muscular?
He was just big.
Okay.
He was a big cat, but he was overweight, too. So I think, you know, we're thinking that had something
not
to do with
in his
it.
Opinion.
Uh-oh.
You're in trouble. Okay, first of all, when we were discussing how he was built, this thing came in like Mr. Muscle, and he said to me, when you said, well, he was a little overweight, he said, I'm not overweight. I'm just big. And I went, okay, fine. You're big. We'll deal with that.
That would have sounded like him, yeah.
And I said, how are you doing? He says, I'm just fine, but I'm just big. I said, okay, let's let that go. Your mother just wants to know how you're doing, and she wants to know what happened. We understand that you went to sleep, and you never got up. And he said, yes, that's correct. And I said, were you sick? And he said, no. And I said, then what happened? And he said, I don't know. I went to sleep, and I woke up over here. And I went, okay. And then he looked at me and says, can you tell me what happened? I said, no, honey, I wasn't there with you. You kind of have to tell me. And he said, oh. He says, but please tell Mom I'm okay and I'm having a real good time. He says, but also tell Mom. Now, I don't know if these two are related or if they were together. Said, but please tell Mom that Gracie and I tend to hang out at times, and I wonder if Mom knows that.
Wow.
They didn't know each other.
Well, remember, even though an animal has crossed, it will come back to visit. The energy, the essence of that animal will come back to your home from time to time just to make sure you and any other animals that are left are doing fine. So apparently Mr. Jinx, Mr. Big, is hanging out with Gracie from time to time, and he just wants you to know it.
Yeah, our daughter moved out, and he moved into her bedroom.
Okay.
And that's where the girls hang out a lot sometimes.
Oh,
well, Krista,
all right.
you got a lot of really nice readings, and we're really glad you called and really glad that, although not prepared, that you did ask the questions because it's great to hear the answers and wonderful to have you listening. Thank you,
you know, thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much, and sorry if I went over my 3 minutes.
No,
oh,
you know what?
Okay.
We were
Thank
naughty.
You.
We just loved you, and I don't know. The animals just seem to really like Anne-Marie, so I feel just mean to cut it off.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that's very gracious of you to say. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you for letting me know that Katie's just a lover.
You're very welcome.
That
Thank you.
Good to know. Definitely.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Have a great night, sweetie. So the number for anyone else that wants to talk to Anne-Marie is 888-627-6008. And just so you understand, we were naughty. It's me. I'm supposed to be the one with the stopwatch. We try and keep it brief so that more of you can have the pleasure of making that connection. But you should know that Anne-Marie has communication sessions with people and their animals. And those are private sessions. And if you go to my website, radiopetlady.com, you will find her under my team of experts. And you can email her and have a private session. Maybe you want to keep things private. Maybe you have multiple animals or you want something more in depth. And people really have quite an extraordinary time when they make those connections. So we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got Michelle and Paul, but we're going to be right back after this break. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no inferior rendered byproducts, meals, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is purely focused on your pet's well-being. No chicken meal or other rendered meats. Halo foods are guaranteed safe and have never been recalled. Halo's entire line, including treats, supplements, and grooming supplies, will help your pet be vibrant, happy, and healthy inside and out. This show is also brought to you by PetFlow.com, an online store for pet foods and more that is privately owned by pet lovers like you who want to give their dogs and cats the best nutrition possible with the least hassle for themselves. The real value is the auto delivery schedule. For people who go to the same store and have to drag home the same food every month, PetFlow.com is perfect for you. There are over 200 brands, in particular the ones we love on the show, like Halo, Waruva, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals, Precious Cat Litter, and many more. There is free shipping with a minimum $49 order and no sales tax except New York, New Jersey, and Nevada. The link is on RadioPetLady.com. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. Cat Attract Litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and has helped get thousands of cats back into their litter boxes. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the Precious Cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. To be much more disciplined because the phones are filling up and people are going to get so cranky when all they get is a busy signal. Don't be cranky. Listen to other people's readings. It's very exciting. And you will be next if you just keep dialing. That's all I can tell you. It's worked for years. We can only talk to one person at a time. So we could have 400 phone lines. It wouldn't do you any good. So just live with the busy signal. 888-627-6008. But keep on listening as Anne-Marie and I say hi to Michelle on line four. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'll try to keep it brief. I'm calling about my dog, Kona. She's 10 years old and has developed a growth on her snout, and she's also got some fatty lumps under her legs. But I want to know if Anne-Marie can pick up on anything as far as if she's in any pain or discomfort or if she thinks that it's serious. We are going to get it removed, but... It's very expensive, so we're waiting until we get some money together here. But
I totally understand that before you describe Kona to her so she can make the connection, whenever there's a medical question or anything about something that could have to do with illness, I try to give some medical feedback first. And fatty lumps on a dog, you only know they're fatty if they have had a needle biopsy. Dr. Sean and I talked about that a couple of weeks ago. To anyone who's just finding the show brand new tonight, we, of course, want you to listen every Tuesday night at exactly this time. But there is a podcast library. So shows you've missed, the first three shows, because we're still in our infancy and in our launch, I recommend that you listen to them, download them, or listen to them right from the website of RadioPetLady.com, because he talked at length, we both talked about the fact that no vet has x-ray vision, and no matter what a lump feels like with someone's fingers, it's not expensive and not invasive and not painful. They put a very fine needle into the lump, withdraw, and hope that they only find fatty cells and not fluid or anything else. What's on her snout is, of course, more worrisome just because it's external, right? and you can see it. This is another reason for me to say to people, pet insurance, pet insurance, pet insurance. But she's 10. So you've gone a long time without having anything serious. I'll tell you something else you should know about, Michelle, Care Credit. Care Credit extends – it was originally developed for people in the dentist. You know, you'd go to the dentist and they'd say, that's a $3,000 whoopity-doo. And you'd say, I don't have the money. And they would extend credit to you. And your dentist would pay part of the interest. Same thing with the vet. So you can apply for Care Credit and be extended the money. They pay the vet, and then the vet pays the interest. So you can get something done.
Oh, okay.
So it's very good that you're going to do something. But with any growth on ourselves or our animals, especially if it looks funny and funky, the longer you wait, the worse it is. And so you need to just make a deal with your vet. Either make a payment plan with your vet or do Care Credit. Describe Kona so Anne-Marie can see if she can have a chit-chat with her.
Okay. She's about 55 pounds, and she's got the coloring, I would say, like a tan, dark brown, white mix. She's we're told she was part German Shepherd and part Lab, but we really don't know. She was a rescue dog, so we're really not sure what her background is. But
and what
that,
does
she
have?
Wonderful dog.
And does she have any white on her anywhere? I mean, some specific markings so Anne-Marie could pick her out of a crowd?
She has a white chest, and she actually, they call it kind of like a clown, I guess, or harlequin face, white snout. And then, just like
that's interesting about the white snout, because the growth on her nose could be skin cancer, and you might be very lucky to take it off and you're done. But a very white snout on a dog, and this is true of horses too, you should actually use sunblock on them. Where do you live?
California, and he loves to sunbathe.
Yeah, very, very, very dangerous. I lived in California for many years. Extremely dangerous for an animal who's white or any part of them is white. They should never be in the sun during 11 to 2. And if it's it's like a pit bull kind of hair, like almost no hair, you should be using, for children, 50 sunblock like they have for, whatever they call it, baby covering. So that's a good thing to know going forward. She should not be exposed to the sun, certainly going forward.
Wow.
Does Kona have anything to comment to you, Miss Anne-Marie?
Well, I had asked her if her nose or anything bothers her, if she's in any type of pain. She said, no, I'm not in pain, but it is annoying. And she's showing me her looking at her nose, which if I'm looking at my nose the same way she's looking at her nose, she's going cross-eyed. So no wonder it's annoying for her, but she's trying to see what it is. And I said to her, don't worry about it. It's going to get taken care of. Does it hurt? And she said, no. She says, but once in a while it does itch. And I said, are you sure it's that and not your entire nose that itches? And she said, that could be. I didn't think of that one. I said, okay, well, it could be either or, but just don't scratch so much if it's really itchy. And if it is really itchy,
she'll rub it on things.
That's interesting. So you definitely connected with her, Anne-Marie, because Michelle hadn't said anything about itchiness, and now suddenly you're speaking about itchiness. So this is one of those, for me, goosebump moments where things are just going along and seem very pleasant, and then suddenly it's clear you've really connected with that animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, for those that are skeptics out there, understand that something special happens here. I can't explain it for sure, and I'm a dyed-in-the-wool skeptic, but it's 8 years of seeing situations like this where the animal will give Anne-Marie some information, and then the owner, like Michelle, says, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So, but she is, overall, she is very happy, Michelle, so no worries on that front.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you.
Okay, well,
so
we
much.
Want you to get to the vet ASAP,
please.
And I do mean as soon as possible. The sooner off, the better, okay?
I will. I'll take her actually this week. So we'll
it would be good
in.
If you did and call the vet ahead of time and ask about Care Credit. All the vets have it. I mean, people don't have hundreds or even thousands of dollars just sitting in their bank account, but vets will make a deal with you because, you know, they want your pet to be well as well. Have a great night, and thank you for calling. We love knowing you're listening. And don't forget, everyone
who's
listening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Take good care of her. RadioPetLady@gmail.com. Write to me to get free, wonderful whole life pet treats, a whole box of them. They're super generous. We're going to jump right online, too, with Paul. Paul, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. Hello, Paul. You're on the air. Okay, we're going to jump right to Ellen on line three. Hi there, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Oh, my God. It's Ellen from Necco Flies. I recognize her voice. Oh, yes. This is Bubba's mother. Now, let me just fill everyone in about Bubba. Oh, my God. This is going to be your most fun reading of your life, Anne-Marie.
Okay.
So Ellen is the designer, the developer, the creator, the maker, the owner of Necco Flies, which is the official cat toy of this show. It's a wand toy, and the critters that hang off the end of the fishing pole line are all handmade, incredibly realistic. There's everything from a little mouse to a centipede to a butterfly to all kinds of different critters, all of which move in incredibly realistic ways so that even a cat that couldn't care less cares a lot. And we've had on Dog Talk so many different vet behaviorists and lots of cat experts saying, oh my gosh, my cat's never loved anything so much in my life. So I said to Ellen, well, I got my new show. Let's do a contest and give away some Necco Flies to my wonderful new listeners. What could our contest be? She said, well, Bubba's really weird. Now, the contest is your cat weirder than Bubba? Ellen, describe what Bubba does. There's a YouTube video right on my website, radiopetlady.com. It's also going to go on my Facebook page. Is your cat weirder than Bubba? And you win a Necco Flies if you can show us your cat is weirder than Bubba. Ellen, explain about what Bubba does, and then I'm dying for Anne-Marie to see if he will tell okay. you why.
Okay. So he loves getting his fur blow-dried. And in the morning, I'll call him, or he comes running into the bathroom when I go to brush my teeth, and he jumps up on the counter and he starts meowing, and I'll ask him, do you want to get your fur blow-dried? And he just starts meow, meow, meowing away, and then I tell him to go sit on the toilet. So he sits on the toilet seat, and I have to wet his fur down, and then I pick up the blow-dryer, and then I start blow-drying his fur, and I just kind of, you know, brush his fur back and blow dry it, and he just looks like he's in seventh heaven. And
it's
he just
unbelievable.
Loves it. He'll just stay
it's
there
unbelievable,
until I stop.
And the cat looks like he's just blissing out. And on the YouTube video, it shows Ellen, there's two parts of it. One part is before the blow drying, where she just interrupts him on his your whole house is like set up for cats. He goes from a cat tree to a cat platform. She says, do you want your fur blow-dried? The cat leaps to his feet and meows, runs in the bathroom, and needs to be blow-dried. So, Bubba, describe Bubba to Anne-Marie to see. I'm dying to know what this cat is thinking. Was he like a hairdresser in another life? He's a tabby. Is that the right description of him?
Yep.
He's a big boy.
Yep. He's a tabby. He's probably about, I think he's about 14 years old. I got him, actually, if I can just say, when I first got him, because it was actually an interesting story.
Sure.
I was going to a pet shop and just happened to drop by. I very rarely shop at this one place, and they happened to have an adoption agency that was showing a few cats. So I walked in, and he was in there, and he was meowing away, and the woman said, oh, wouldn't you like another cat? And I said, no, thank you. We already have three. And so anyway, so we did the shopping, and then as we were leaving, she said, you know, this cat really likes you. And I said, oh, yes, I know, but we have enough cats. And she kept on pushing me. So I thought, well, you know, I'll tell you what. If I come by here again and you're here, that means I'm supposed to have him. So I thought that would be fine because I wasn't going to come back to this shop again. And sure enough, I think it was probably a couple weeks later, I was going by there and I had to pick up something again. So I thought, oh, okay, just drop in there. And lo and behold, he was right there in the same spot and everything. So the woman just said to me, I remember you. You said you would take him. So I said, okay, all right, I'll take him.
It
turned
so
out
it was
to be a
meant
great
to be.
Cat.
So, Bubba, Anne-Marie, can you make some – it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. The cat looks like he's 2 years old, not 14, by the way.
Well, Ellen, do you have – what is the length of your hair?
I have short hair. My hair is probably just about at my top of my shoulder. Maybe.
And you have blow dried your hair in the past, or still do?
Oh, always.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason Bubba likes to have his fur done is because
he said, I like the way mommy looks, and I want to look the same way. I said, okay. I said, so when mommy goes to take a shower or jumps in the tub, do you go with her? Oh, no. Oh, no. But I do like getting my fur done because I get to spend more time with mommy. But don't tell her that. That's why I like to do it. But she does have pretty hair, and I like to have pretty hair, too.
And Ellen does have really, really nice salt and pepper, really cool hair, which isn't all that different than Bubba's in a way. You're kind of a tabby yourself. That is amazing.
Yeah, so I'm a gray and black tabby.
That's right. Well, that's the explanation.
Too. I'm a silver tabby.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I cannot urge people enough to look at on my website, radiopetlady.com, is your cat weirder than Bubba? And look at the video. And I'll tell you that we already have someone who's entered the contest whose cat on their own gets on the back of her donkey in the field and takes a ride. That's pretty good, right?
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty
that's
good.
Funny.
That's Bambi's cat. Ellen, thank you for calling. It's great to hear from you. Great to be able to introduce you to everybody. And give Bubba a kiss for us and just tell him, keep on asking. You only get what you ask
for. And Marie, thank you very much for your information.
Thank you, Ellen.
I think that sounds about right.
It's a very nice compliment to your hairdresser. Have a great night. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Well, we have Paul back on line four. How goody gumdrops is that? Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I wanted to see if you could communicate with my Dalmatian, Gianna.
Gianna. Well, Gianna, we know what her coloring is because we know what a Dalmatian looks like. About how much does she weigh?
She weighs 52 pounds.
Oh, she's a good-sized girl. And is she predominantly white with less black, or is she traditional, like, 50-50?
She has, she's white with mostly spots.
And her face is mostly lighter or darker? Just so that Anne-Marie, makes sure that the animal coming in
lighter,
is the animal.
Lighter.
Lighter, okay. Now, how old is she?
She is 3 years old.
And have you had her whole life?
I have.
So tell us something that you'd like to know about her or something she does that you want some more information about, something specific that Anne-Marie could ask her.
Sure. We have she is an AKC grand champion.
Wow.
And we have a dog show, coming up, and I want to see how she feels she's going to do in the show.
Oh, my God. Are you going to Madison Square Garden?
We are. Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. Well, let me just tell you something about the Westminster Dog Show. Anyone listening that doesn't know, it is the premier dog show in America, and getting in just to compete is a big honor. Anne-Marie Sawicki, our animal communicator, I actually met her at the Greenwich Dog Show. She does readings for a lot of professional dog handlers and dog trainers and dog owners and professional champion dogs. So she really, for real, I've seen her at the dog shows. People are coming over with their dogs with their blue ribbons and they're not blue ribbons. And sometimes, isn't it right, Anne-Marie, the animals will tell you, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Exactly.
They're like sick of it. But how does Gianna think her chances are? This is hilarious.
Well, first of all, Paul, she's quite the character, isn't she?
She definitely is.
Yep.
Definitely
mm-hmm.
is.
Because after I introduced myself, I said, well, I understand that you're going to Madison Square Garden and you're going to one of the biggest shows going. And your dad wants to know, how do you think you're going to do? And she just looked at me. She goes, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. I got it. She's like, I got it.
Is that her attitude? Definitely. I love it. I love it. Well, from her mouth to the judge's ears, right?
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
Oh, my God. That is so wonderful. Well, we have to send big congratulations to you. That is – where are you going to be going from? Where do you live?
We live in Rhode Island. So we
Not too bad of a
trip. York,
and do you have a professional handler or do you handle her yourself?
No, I have a handler who handles Gianna in the ring.
Okay.
Nice. Well, this is very exciting. Want you to – you got to write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, Paul, because the Whole Life treats are the best traveling treats because they're freeze-dried, so they're very light and very dry, of course. And you know how a lot of the trainers in their pocket have the raw liver? Yuck, yuck, yuck. Well, or frozen, defrosting or whatever they have. Whole Life Treats actually has, amongst many other kinds of meats, it has chicken liver. And they're dry, but you can moisten them slightly for more flavor. Even if the handler doesn't use them, it's your way of telling her afterwards, you nailed it, baby.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's great. We're happy for you. We want you to call back after the show and tell us how she did. That's very exciting.
I definitely will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really an honor just to go there. So we're very excited for you. That's really great news. Well, there you go. We got one of your dog show customers just out of the blue. I love it, Anne-Marie. I'm going to give you guys the number again so you too can call and talk to Anne-Marie. Don't forget, we have 2 full hours. This isn't like my other shows. We have a whole nother hour after this one. So if you've been getting a busy signal, don't be grumpy and cranky and give up. Just keep on calling. 888-627-6008. That number is 888-627-6008. We're going to go to a break. And as soon as we come back, we've got Jennifer holding and several others. And please join them. 888-627-6008. We will be right back. This show is also supported by Halo, a small private company owned in part by Ellen DeGeneres, where they genuinely are dedicated to pet health. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. You are what you eat is true for animals as well as for us, which is why Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs. Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered kibble. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo too. The good folks at PetFlow.com have found a way to surprise you and your pets every month with their Spoiled Rotten Club. There's a separate Spoiled Rotten box for cats and dogs, and each is filled with treats, toys, and accessories you may have never seen before. And all the edible products are made in the USA. It costs only $24.99, which is less than the actual cost of all the amazing goodies in the box. And shipping is free. It makes a great gift that keeps on giving, especially if you're the grandparent of fur kids, because everybody knows grandparents spoil the grandchildren. Go to RadioPetLady.com for the link from PetFlow.com right to the Spoiled Rotten Club. Support for Dog Talk comes from Precious Cat Litter, which is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. Respiratory relief litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Support for Dog Talk also comes from PetFlow.com, which carries all the Precious Cat litters with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. We are back with Jennifer on line 2. Jennifer, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk, and thank you for holding on so patiently.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk to both of you.
Isn't it fun?
We're excited
so fun.
That you're
we're
here.
We're so thrilled you're here. Really. It's fun for us, too.
It is. I'm so glad. I had heard you were, you know, off of Sirius and on this show, so I wanted to tune in.
How did you find out,
Jennifer?
How did you learn where I was?
I called Dr. Sean's office.
Oh, my God. You're terrific.
Because no one's on. Dr. Marty's not on. No one's on anymore.
That's right. There's no more Martha Stewart channel. They just don't want to tell anybody. And
I just think it's terrible.
They necessarily want to say, well, it is terrible. It's a darn shame because we all spent 7 years loving and knowing all you guys, and Anne-Marie, too. We had people that would call in year after year with, you know, different questions. So I'm thrilled you found us. In fact, you have dogs or cats, Jennifer?
I have dogs. I have 2 Dalmatians, which is interesting.
Funny? Well, I want to send you the every show, there's 2 prizes, one for a dog collar and one for a cat collar. And I'm going to send you the mini leash bookmark for the Dog Bible, my book. It will fit other books, too, but it's specially made to fit that. So when we finish talking, you drop me an email to radiopetlady@gmail.com and send me your mailing address, and I'm going to send you the mini leash because I'm so thrilled you went to all that extra trouble of finding the new show. That means a lot. And I want you to tell all your friends.
I've told everyone to listen, and then I would go in to listen,
goody.
And no one was there. And I thought, what's going on? So I had to get to the bottom of it and find out what was what was
well
really
done.
Going
well,
on.
Well done. You won yourself. You won yourself a prize for that, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Well, I plan to call back more, but I don't know whether to ask about my Dalmatian that's passed or the one that I have now that's itching, because I heard when I just tuned in earlier, I heard the lady talking about itching, and I've got a dog that I'm not sure what she's allergic to.
Well,
we did go to the
vet
today.
I can help you with the allergy part. Why don't you ask about the dog you want to have a connection with, an emotional or psychological connection,
yeah.
And we'll do the physical one afterwards. So describe the little spotted beauty.
Well, she her name was Gracie, and
another
she
Gracie.
came up into my yard, and I only had her for 3 years, and she was just kind of half and half, black and white, and she had like kind of neat right on her nose. She had like five black spots. It looked like a deck of cards, you know, that has the five, like a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a clover. I
just
call them clovers,
like
not the clubs, like a club, yeah.
A club, yeah, on the right side of her face, and it was just so neat. And then she had hearts. I mean, it's amazing how the Dalmatians have heart shapes and Mickey Mouse ears, and it's fun to really
That's
look
right.
at all the
It's like looking
shapes,
at the stars and seeing...
Pardon?
It's like looking at the stars and seeing constellations. On Dalmatians, you can see all kinds
of
things.
It is. She even had a pansy on her, and my mother's favorite flower was a pansy, and I always thought my mother, who was deceased, sent her to me. But anyway, it was her favorite
lovely.
Dog.
Lovely. And she was a stray that came into your yard?
She was. She just came into my yard, and... Of course, if it were now, I would have just immediately taken her in, but I was a working girl back then, and I said, well, if she's there when I get home, I'll take her, which I would never do that now. I can't believe
I went
and left all day. But anyway, I came home from work that night, and there she was. So I got her. She came in, and it was love, you know, at first sight, and I just about killed me when I lost her. But anyway,
what were the circumstances of losing her?
Well, she, of course, I guess I've learned a lot more than I knew then, but she stayed out during the day, and I had gone to Atlanta to do some stuff, and stayed out in the house, not out, you know, in the yard, but she stayed in the house, and I don't know if she got worried, I don't know what, but she started eating some things, and she ate part of a glove, a riding glove, a leather glove, and she ate part of a headband, and just started having a blockage, and I took her to the vet, and the vet kept putting it off. I really was upset with the vet later on. Now I know how dangerous it was all happening, but the vet kept putting it off. I said, well, let's wait a few hours, and then she just kept getting worse and worse.
Boy.
And when I took her to the emergency vet, now I would have said, you know, do an X-ray and do surgery.
That's
right now. But they did
That's
an X-ray.
Right.
They
That's
saw a blockage,
right.
and they waited from like that night to the next morning until 2 o'clock. Well, by the time they did the surgery, she was so bad, and then they went in and cut everything out, and she went septic, and it was horrible. And I'm just
Jennifer, how heartbreaking! Because you took her to the vet, you did the right thing, and you had not one but two vets who didn't act like they should have, which was
put it off, and you know, and
isn't
and I've
that
learned,
shocking?
And in like 3 months to the day, I just couldn't bear not having a dog, so I did get another one. In 3 months to the day, I had this new dog spayed, and after about 4 days, she was just not acting right at all, and she quit eating, and the vet kept saying, "Oh, she's all right, she just needs some fluids in her," and I said, well, I feel these hard knots. And they were like, oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Right back to the emergency vet, the same emergency vet, same time of night. We're like looking in each other's eyes, you know. And I said, I can't believe this. I said, do an X-ray, and if you see something, do surgery immediately. And so they went in, and she was allergic to the Vicryl stitches that they used.
And
she started growing these little tumor looked like things looked like cauliflower, and they started attaching to her bladder, and she would have died, but anyway, she did okay, and then they found out she was allergic to morphine, I believe, and it was just a mess. It was just crazy, but she came through and did just fine, and that was 3 years ago. So
So really it's Gracie who crossed over the bridge and had this nervous attack where she began, obviously separation anxiety, began destroying things out of anxiety. Had she ever done that before?
Not really. Not really.
Wow. And, so, Anne-Marie, is there any way that Gracie, with her little club pattern near her nose, if you can find her, find out what it was that drove her to begin to destroy and eat things in the house?
Well, first of all, it was very easy to connect with her because she was so unique. So
really?
That made it very easy. And she is a very friendly baby. She just came right in like, you know, she belonged and wanted to talk. just so you know, Jennifer, and I don't hear this that often, but I just want you to know that Gracie does miss you. And she said that it was just wonderful being with you. She said my mommy was very special. I said, yes, she was, sweetie. She really was. And I said, so what happened? And she said, she didn't tell me she was going, and I didn't know when she was coming back. I got scared.
You know, I have felt that. I did feel that. She didn't
really
know. Yes. I was helping my daughter find a house in Atlanta and go pick out things and everything, and I don't think she knew. We had her dogs here, her German Shorthaired Pointers were here with, and I just think Gracie, I don't know, and everything she ate had my smell, my scent on it. You know, it's not like she was chewing up
right. Yep. Your glove and your hairband.
My headband, my things.
Right. So you left the German Shorthaired Pointers at your house to keep her company. But she may have thought they were all abandoned. I mean, she'd been abandoned once before, obviously, because she wound up on your doorstep.
Yes.
Yeah,
maybe.
She just didn't know when you were coming back or where you were, and she just had a panic attack and just started chewing to get rid of the anxiety. She really didn't know any better.
Isn't that something? The thing you must not feel. It's really important that you not feel guilty. You gave this girl 3 fantastic years and a wonderful life. You took her right to the doctor. When you weren't happy with that doctor, you took her right to what should have been a better doctor. And those doctors let you both down. You did nothing wrong. And it's really important that you not feel that you made a mistake or you delayed or you shouldn't have gone to Bed Bath & Beyond and picked out the comforter, because that's not really realistic in life. Terrible things happen.
I felt guilty for so long, but you know, because I feel like I know more now. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't, and you just rely on vets, and you know, they.
But
just,
the truth is, this could happen to somebody today. I mean, vets can be. Unfortunately, they're only human too. They can make mistakes and be sloppy and careless and. And you weren't all that ignorant. You insisted and went to an emergency vet. You didn't just let your dog, you know, get worse and worse.
No, I didn't.
Worse.
No, we went.
So,
but it was, you know,
so
it was too
she's
late,
up there
and
she,
time,
and she misses her.
She yeah, Gracie misses Jennifer.
And that's
did
funny
she,
because you said you don't hear that
back.
Often.
Oh, I miss her. I could feel her around me at night. At first, I could literally feel her on my back, you know. Mm-hmm. I felt like I did.
No, you did.
Well, that's another thing.
Don't blow that off. You did.
Explain that to people. People always think they're making it up or imagining it. And Anne-Marie says you are not imagining it. Talk, Anne-Marie, a little bit, just briefly, about that sense that children have when they're young of feeling a lot of the things that we as adults tell ourselves are baloney. But
what
happens as children,
when we're children, we are very aware and very open or sensitive, if you will, to everything around us. Children just innately automatically talk to animals without even thinking about it. And once you start going to school or, you know, doing social things, those abilities, if you will, kind of get put on the back burner. They're always there, but they get stuck on the back burner because people say, well, you can't do that. Oh, you're crazy, whatever. So
most people
really do communicate and they do feel. But they don't want to say anything because they think, you know, well, somebody's going to think I'm silly or whatever. When an animal crosses or transitions, as I like to say, they always will come back and visit with their people.
They may stay for a long time. They just may stay for a little bit. They just may come once a year and leave, but they do come back. So you saying that, you know, I sense her, I feel her here, but maybe mm-hmm. that's me. No, that's not you. She is there visiting with you, and she wants you to know that, wow. and good for you that you picked that up.
That's wow. right.
Even today when I put... You there? Both
yeah,
my
go
dogs
ahead.
Yeah,
rescue
dogs. I got a call. But both of my dogs are rescue dogs, and of course she was. And but I put them in their room today, and I turned around and looked up the steps because I thought I heard a dog going up the steps, like.
Oh what, my God! That's thought, just the kind of thing.
I thought
that
is that Gracie? I will try to change phones. This battery's going down. I thought, oh, is that Gracie here? Has she come?
Wow.
I'm going to try to change phones right quick. Hold on one second.
What about that, Anne-Marie? You've had that
before. That's very normal, where you'll hear an animal upstairs walking around or coming down the stairs or maybe in the kitchen, or you look quickly and see your animal sleeping in the spot that they've always been in before, and you tend to discard it thinking, oh, I didn't see that, but you did.
But you did. Well, I turned today and thought, gosh, I don't have a dog going up the steps. They're going in here. But is there any way she would reincarnate and come back into another animal that I might get later or the two I have now? I've got two Dalmatians now.
You know what? From what I'm hearing from her right now, when I just asked her that question very briefly, she said, not at this time. I don't think so. But she'll change her mind later on in a couple of years, and an essence of her, not totally, but part of her could manifest itself into another animal where you have this animal and you say, boy, you know, she does this just like Gracie did. Or sometimes mm-hmm. she looks at me just like Gracie did. You would know that there's part of that essence of Gracie in that animal. It's not all of Gracie, but it's a little some of Gracie.
Well, we're really
doing
glad
okay
you
over
called,
there?
Jennifer. It's wonderful to hear about all these wonderful rescue Dalmatians in your life and the good you've been able to give all of them, and it's great that Gracie is still around. It's a wonderful feeling and good for all of us to know that that's what can happen for any of us if we leave ourselves open to feel it. So thank you so much for the call.
It does.
And as the years go forward, every first Tuesday of the month, you can call in if you can get through on the lines, and we'll see what you've been feeling and what you've been sensing and find out maybe if Gracie in some way might be coming back to visit.
You never know.
Just visiting like she did today. Bless thank you so
him,
much for the
I mean,
call,
I've...
Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Have a great night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That number to call is 888-627-6008. If you have any connection that you'd like Anne-Marie to make to any pet you have now or have ever had, pet meaning even something as large as a horse, which we don't always think of horses as pets. But sometimes they're – remember we had a great question once from a lady where one horse was the pariah horse and being picked on by the others, if I recall,
yeah.
and being attacked. And you got this really great reading that was really very helpful, and it seemed random, and yet the woman said, oh, no, that's exactly right. That is what happens, and that's the way they are. And it was kind of neat. 888-627-6008. We have Carolyn on line 3. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Let me take the speakerphone. I didn't think you were going to take my call so fast.
Well, we're glad to have you there. Sorry for the shock.
What's that?
We can't hear you very well. Are you off your speakerphone?
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to ask about my dog, Berkeley, that passed away last year in July. I want to know how he's doing, and I have a question for him.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. What was his name again?
Berkeley. What did Berkeley look like?
Berkeley, oh my gosh, was the goofiest looking dog you've ever met. He was supposed to be a golden doodle, but he looked like a golden retriever with a beard and half curly hair, long, silky, beagle type ears.
Funny.
I had his DNA tested, and he was part poodle and part Yorkshire Terrier, but he weighed 75 pounds, so.
Can I just say one thing about the DNA testing? If they wanted to advertise in the show, I really wouldn't welcome them, because those tests were not developed to try and tell people what their Heinz 57 style dog was made up of. my understanding is, and Anne-Marie, you might know more about this than I do, and don't worry, Carolyn, you'll get your full time, was it was so that purebred dogs could be shown to be totally purebred. Just like the Jockey Club with purebred thoroughbreds, they're branded, and the description of them in their Jockey Club papers goes down to the smallest white hair near their hoof. You can't just paint another horse and make pretend it was that horse. But with dog breeding, the purity of a dog, if that's really what matters to somebody, whether they're showing or buying, is important. I have a dog that is a cross between, who knows, she has all the markings of a collie like Lassie. But she's put together all wrong because she's got a really big chest. She's got triple thick hair like maybe a husky type dog. And I had the DNA testing done twice for free because, you know, I'm the radio pet lady. They want me to see how great it is. And it came back as combinations of dogs. There's just no way they have anything to do with her. So the idea that a Yorkshire Terrier and a, you know, a standard poodle had great fun in the sack is just ridiculous. I mean, how could they have done that?
Well,
right?
He did look like he had Terrier in him with the beard. But, you know, I think somebody said maybe Schnauzer, maybe what's that other one? Anyway, that they didn't test for.
Right,
so anyway, you know, who knows what he was. But
how old was Berkeley, Caroline?
He had a very goofy personality.
And how old was he when you lost him?
He was only 10. He had a lot of health problems, and then he had cancer at the end.
Oh. Wow. And so did you have to put him to sleep, or did he die on his own?
Yes.
We don't say die because Anne-Marie doesn't believe in dying. Did he cross over? Yes, because he was suffering. So how long ago was that?
Last
July. Do you have any other dogs now?
Yes, I do. I still have a little Bichon that I had when he passed, and then I got a new dog, and that was my question for him, because before he went, I told him to send me another dog, and I wanted to know which
got what
dog
you asked
he
for,
sent
huh?
me.
Wow, what did he send you?
Well, that's what I want to know, because there were two.
Oh, that's hilarious. So tell us the two. This is too funny.
Okay, I was driving out in the middle of nowhere, like the desert, with my dad, and he said, oh, be careful, don't hit that animal. And I said, what animal? And all of a sudden this, I thought it was a pig, I swear to God, stood up in the middle of the highway and could barely walk, so I pulled over. Turned out to be this pit bull that was just exhausted.
Oh.
And there was nothing around, and I think he either fell or was thrown out of a truck or car or something.
Lordy.
So, of course, we picked him up and brought him home, but I wasn't sure, you know, he turned out to be a very sweet dog, but I didn't know how he would do with my cats, and the neighbors wanted him, and they have three teenage boys, and she's just perfect for them.
Oh, good.
So then I wasn't really ready to get another dog, but then that made me think, oh, maybe I need another dog. So I was looking. I always wanted a golden retriever. So I rescued this golden retriever, and the day after I got her, I got up, and she was very, very ill, just sick, just could hardly breathe. I took her to the vet, and, you know, she had a severe case of, like, almost pneumonia. So I looked up at my other dog, at Berkeley's picture, and I said, Berkeley, you sent me a sick dog? And he said, I sent you a perfectly healthy pit bull. I swear, I heard it right in my head. And I thought, oh
my God, that's incredible.
Okay,
I was supposed to keep that dog or not.
Okay, don't either one of you say anything for a minute.
Okay.
When you were talking before, Caroline, about Berkeley, and you were saying, well, you know, I got these two dogs, and I don't know which one he sent me. The minute you started talking about the pit bull, he came right in, and he said, I sent her the pit bull because the pit bull was the sweetest. And I know she wanted a sweet dog. That's what she asked for. Is that what you asked for?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you asked for?
Yeah, that was my question.
Okay.
Well, that was what I thought, because I always told people, I said, you know, I never pick out my animals. They always find me. Mm-hmm. And here's this animal in the middle of the highway.
Wow.
And he just happened to be, she just happened to be the same color as the new couch cover I just bought. And I thought, oh, my God.
Okay, now the other thing, Berkeley,
the Golden Retriever is sweet also.
The other thing, just so you know, the other thing Berkeley is saying to me is that she hears me perfectly. Why is she asking you to ask me?
Oh, that's
and I said, because Mommy needs confirmation. That's why. Mommy needs the confirmation to make sure she's not going crazy. She's not. She heard you. But, you know, sometimes it comes in differently to me than it does to her. He says, oh, okay, that's fine. But just tell her that I've been talking to her.
Well, that's really interesting, because you said, Carolyn, you felt like
I heard
him
very clearly.
Isn't that something?
So is he still around?
Is he still around? He's always. He says, I'm always around. Where did I go? He's got quite the quick wit.
Yeah.
With his little beard.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing is, he says, I wasn't goofy. I was unique.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's great. That's terrific. Carolyn, I'm so glad you called. What a wonderful call and what a wonderful story. And, you know, that pit bull was a great family dog for those three boys. So, you know, Berkeley may have sent him to you, but he probably went someplace where they really needed him. So think of
absolutely.
It that way. And you saved the Golden's life.
And
the Golden would have probably
dogs got rescued. So
that's right. That's right. And got saved
thing.
And given wonderful lives. And that's all because of you and Berkeley at the same time. Thank you so much
that's
for the call. Have a great, great night. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
take
honey.
Care. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to a break, but we come back. We have phone lines open. This is a first. Phone lines are open. I think people have an idea, which I don't blame them, that the show is only an hour long. So if you're still listening, we're still here. 888-627-6008. Take advantage of this little lull in the phone traffic. 888-627-6008. We will be right back. This show is also brought to you by Whole Life Pet, a family-owned and run company that makes small batches of treats by hand in their state-of-the-art freeze-drying machines at their location in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, using one pure protein, poultry, meat, fish, and cheese. All their products are sourced, produced, and packaged in the United States, assuring quality and safety along with support for the American economy. Send your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com for a free box of Whole Life Pet samples. Support for the show comes from Waruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs in a facility that makes people food, which means the ingredients are good enough for us to eat. They use smaller-bodied fish in their recipes for optimal health for your pets. All the varieties of Waruva and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, are available at PetFlow.com, which is also a supporter of this program, with special offers at RadioPetLady.com. Dr. Sean's online store at PetCareNaturally.com offers feel-away for cats and adaptal diffusers and collars for dogs, along with many of the supplements he uses in his own practice of integrative holistic medicine. He has developed a number of healthy products like Itch Relief Shampoo, All Natural Herbal Earwash, Olive Leaf Plus, and CI Support, supplements to support the immune system for pets with cancers. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the 10% off code and monthly specials for Dr. Sean's store at PetCareNaturally.com. We are back, and that number to call to talk to me if you have any practical problems, or Anne-Marie if you have any spiritual, more high-flown problems or questions or issues, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And Anne-Marie, I'm just going to take a minute to remind people of all these cool contests while we just have a little lull in the phone action, because otherwise I'll feel guilty to make anybody be on hold when I talk about them. So the contests are, the Necco Flies contest is Your Cat Weirder Than Bubba, and you heard from Ellen tonight. There's also a special on my website, RadioPetLady.com, of a 10% off Necco Flies with the new critters through the end of this month. So 10% off is a nice thing. Even more fun would be to win a Necco Flies completely. The Nordic Naturals Me and My Dog and Me and My Cat contest is so simple. You send me in the subject line, Me and My Dog or Me and My Cat, and send me a picture of your dog or cat, and you can say something about them if you want. And I post the pictures on Facebook. Here's the thing. I have to show the world that I am no longer shunning Facebook and being just a poop about it. I am going to embrace Facebook and realize I could actually interact with all of you and talk to you. And I'm not going to answer any long, complicated questions on Facebook, but I do want to kind of get to know you. And I especially want you to go and join this contest. So you got to like me on Facebook and you got to write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. And that's all you have to do to enter the Me and My Dog and Me and My Cat. And you win copies of my books, The Dog Bible and The Cat Bible, and Omega-3 Fish Oil for yourself and for the pet, and a What's Essential t-shirt, and a swag bag. There's other very cool things, like on my website, you have to go there to see this, Halo, which is the only kibble I'll feed my dogs. They have a special for only $20 and no shipping costs, an introductory package of cans, treats, and bagged food. A really big, good deal. So go to my website and take advantage of it. See for yourself what this food is like and how it's so different maybe from something you may be feeding. And here's the last little promotional idea. Because Dr. Sean and I want to have more people aware of our show and learn about it, because you move from one place to another, you know, how do you tell people in this modern world of the internet? Well, you send them emails. So if you'll send me the email addresses of 10 pet-loving friends. I mean, you can ask them first if you want. I don't do anything with the emails other than put them into my list so that once a week they get a notice of who the guests are on my NPR show, Dog Talk. The person who sends me the 10 emails gets a very special baseball cap, which were made for my show, Cat Chat. And they've got an embroidered Cat Chat logo on them, and they're really neat beige cotton baseball caps. And there's just a few of them left. They're really, at some point, going to be a collector's item. So if you send me 10 email addresses of your friends who would love to learn about this show, then I send you a baseball cap. And you get Whole Life Pet Treats. So radiopetlady@gmail.com. That's where to find me. And here's the number to call Anne-Marie and me with any of your questions. 888-627-6008. Take advantage of the open phone lines. Anne-Marie, what are some of the questions that you get asked at dog shows? Is it mostly people wanting to know if the dogs, how they feel about winning? Is that the main concern of the owners?
A lot of them, the concern is, does my animal wish to continue?
Right.
And I hate to say it, but some people, for them, it's just a monetary thing that they want to show the animal. But for a lot of the people, it's really the love and respect of the animal. Where if I say, you know, your animal's about had it, they'll say, okay, this is the last show then. And
wow.
Now my animal will be a pet.
And
so
some
that's, that's really wonderful.
Some of the show dogs are actually pets a lot of the time anyway, right? They live with their regular humans,
yes.
And they just go to dog shows with a handler. But as I understand it, in order to qualify for Madison Square Garden, you have to have won championships at a certain quality of dog show.
Yes.
And as I understand it, to win those championships, you have to do a lot of campaigning, meaning sending your dog out into the show circuit with a very influential top handler, spending a lot of money to do that, not making any money, just spending the money in order to basically boost up your dog's awareness in terms of judges. Is that true?
Pretty much, yeah.
So even if you had a dog who just seemed like the most perfect golden retriever or whatever it might be in terms of conformation and personality and the way they move, you would have to take them or send them to very many dog shows and get a lot of points in order to qualify for the bigger shows.
You have to travel all over the country to do it, too.
In other words, it can't just stay in your own zone?
No, like you have shows in New York, you can have a show in Colorado, you can have a show in California, and people are constantly on the road showing their animals.
And so to be retired, even though they say the announcers at Westminster at the Madison Square Garden say, and this dog lives the life of luxury and lives with his people, it's sort of like a traveling salesman. The dog technically lives with his people, but could be on the road as much as 300 days a year with a handler.
Very true. But a lot of those RVs that the animals travel around in luxurious for the animal.
Yes, they're not traveling in airplanes, and they're not even traveling in the back of a boring car.
No,
they're in their own
RV with the air conditioning, their own bed, their own food. I mean, some of them are really stupendous.
Wow. So the dog's life is like a rock star on one of those fancy
pretty much,
tour
yes,
buses.
Absolutely.
Kind of cool. It's a very different world, and it's a confusing one for people to understand that aren't in it, because there's no way to make money. I mean, if you have even the most winningest dog in the world, the stud fee is still pretty de minimis compared to, you know, you hear about racehorses, stud fees of $1 million to
exactly.
jump your mare. And, exactly. You know, with dogs, it's like a few hundred dollars to make a litter of babies.
Right.
Well, I think it's a very interesting and strange world, and I'm absolutely thrilled that we heard from Paul and that Hope Gianna wins her class. We have a call. Let me give the number one more time as we're chatting amiably amongst ourselves. 888-627-6008. We have a call from Lance on 3 who has a radio program on BBS Radio that is our provider of this show and is apparently an incredibly popular man himself. Lance, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. We're so delighted you called.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I was putting up my show bio for this week's show, and I thought, why don't I just click on the link and listen to what's playing? And ironically, this is exactly what I need to hear about.
Oh, my God. Don't you love when that happens?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, you know, that's when you know you're in the flow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Lance, before you ask us your question of Anne-Marie,
yeah.
Tell us a little about your show, because everybody would be curious to know.
Oh, sure. Well, it's called A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic.
Wow.
It airs on Saturdays at 7 o'clock p.m., and I've been doing it for about 6-plus years now.
Wow.
And the focus is metaphysics, spirituality, 2012. Well, 2012 is over. 2013 and beyond. astrology, archaeology,
wow.
Ghosts,
nice.
Near-death experiences, you name it. A little bit of conspiracy stuff. You know,
nice.
I like to liven it up with stuff that's going on in the world today. So, but I try to keep it, you know, real so that the people I have on the show are really coming from the heart, and you can connect
yes.
with them online.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting
That's
to
really
see how you what you have to ask the wonderful animal communicator Anne-Marie Sawicki, and being a sensitive yourself, or on some level more tuned in probably than the rest of us, what the experience is like for you. Tell us what your question is.
Okay. Well, I have a couple of things floating in my mind. One is about a past dog, but I don't want to confuse the issue, because I have a present dog, a Jack Russell Terrier, and she's about 7 years old. She has very sensitive skin and white fur, and about a year and a half ago, she started licking her paws to the point where she was getting raw. And I did everything under the sun to fix it. And I tried this remedy and that remedy, and I tried covering them up. Eventually, I found out that she had a broken tooth, and I felt like maybe she was trying to, she had so much tension in her from that tooth hurting her that was the only outlet she had. She's so sensitive. And of course, we tune to our animals, and now she is getting her sensitive skin again, and she has another spot that's raw on one foot.
Well, I'm gonna help you with the itching, because I'm sure there's being a Jack Russell Terror, as Anne-Marie and I often like to call them, blessed little terriers and terrors that they are. She probably has many comments to make to Anne-Marie, but let me just give you an interesting solution to the licking. She's definitely allergic. She's allergic to the environment, and although it's winter, where do you live, Lance?
I'm not far from the main station. I'm in California, Northern California, in Placerville, El Dorado County.
Okay, so you don't have the frozen ground we do have in Vermont, so we see much less skin allergies in pets in the winter when everything is below freezing and there's no pollen and all the other live nature things outside to which dogs can become extremely allergic are dormant. But for you, they're not dormant. They're there year-round. And what happens with these skin issues is that people almost always wind up going to the vet, often wait until the dog has licked themselves to the point where they actually have a lick granuloma, or they have an infected, suppurating place on their skin that they've licked to the point that it's infected. So now they have to have antibiotics. And they'll often frequently give cortisone, short-term of prednisone, to calm down the inflammation. And rarely will a vet really have the tools in his toolbox or her toolbox to deal with the allergy itself, just with the symptoms and the reaction to them. There is a quite extraordinary company that would be something that you, who's the kind of out there kind of guy, would, I think, really appreciate. It's called Doggy Goo. It was developed by a veterinary board certified dermatologist, and it's completely holistic, and it's a lickable product. It's peanut butter based, and the reason it's lickable, many homeopathic medications, especially in Europe for humans, are taken in through the mouth. You hold them in your mouth, whether it's liquid or pills that dissolve, because you have a lot of mucous membranes in your mouth, and the intestinal tract lining itself, not the gut, not the stomach, the lining is a place where a lot of inflammation takes place and a lot of absorption of what you take in orally occurs. And one of my dogs was licking to the point of bleeding. And I thought for sure it must be cancer. I was sure to do a biopsy in cancer. And then I heard about Doggy Goo. I got in touch with them. And so I didn't know what to think of this. The name was so funny. And I ordered it, and I added extra peanut butter so it would stay in the mouth longer. I just didn't think, from my mind, it needed more peanut butter, full of a lot of holistic ingredients. They said, just like with any treatment of allergy, you have to wait at least a month or two to see a result. And because I didn't let it become chronic, and it hadn't gone on for years, it had gone only for weeks, within 3 days, Scooby-Doo stopped licking. And I gave him the Doggy Goo 3 times a day. You just smear it on the bottom of a pie pan to make it very hard to lick up so it stays in their mouth longer. And it's quite an amazing product. So if you write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, anybody that is one of my listeners gets the same 30% discount that I got. That's what I asked them for. And people have had amazing results. So for sure your dog's allergic, and that is a solution for very many dogs when there's not much else to do. So why don't we – so that's that will help the one who's here on Earth, but what about the one that crossed the Rainbow Bridge?
Well, let's back that one.
If we could, let's just back up for one moment. Lance, Jack Russell that you're – or the Jack Russell Terrier that you're referring to, what is his name?
It's a female, and her name is Dawn E. Bird, or I call her Donnie.
Okay. And how long has this paw licking been going on?
About a year and a half now, and it gets worse, and then I try these things, and I bandage them up sometimes, and then it heals, and then, you know, she starts up again, and it's kept both of us in a state of constant stress.
Mm-hmm.
She's working on one now.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons that people that have turned to Doggy Goo have this kind of evangelical, it's a miracle. Because a lot of people, even with big dogs that sleep with them, the dogs are licking or scratching all the time. And the more they scratch, the more itchy they are. The more itchy they are, the more they lick and scratch and lick and scratch. And it becomes a terrible cycle. It is the same theory as the allergy shots that I happen to be one of those people who gets allergy shots. What's in there is the things to which the dust, mite, pollens, and one other thing are the 5 most common allergens, and that's what it addresses. So it's like with like, homeopathic kind of medicine. So it's not medicine, it's homeopathic treatment. It's not really medicine at all, it's a supplement.
Right.
So I think that's worth trying. But tell us about the other dog that doesn't have a physical problem.
But the other thing, too, Lance, I just want you to be aware of what she's telling me. I know that you're a very sensitive person, that you pick up on things. And I know that you know animals do as well. What she is trying to communicate to you that you're not getting is that you're not always grounding, and she's trying to remind you that for the past year and a half, you haven't been grounding as much as you should.
Oh.
And you need to go back to that.
I don't know what that means, but
he does.
But Lance knows.
Oh,
what
I
it
do.
Means.
Okay, so he and I are on the same baseball team, so he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
The rest of us are playing for the other team. We're like,
so,
you guys are the
pitchers. Really,
we're the catchers.
Seriously, you need to start grounding more. But definitely, she does have an allergy. But she's also trying to convey to you, Dad, you need to start grounding more. You stopped. You keep forgetting. You need to do it.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
This
so
is,
now, what about the one
that's
down?
What about the one who crossed over the Rainbow Bridge? Was that another Jack Russell Terror?
No. She was a real sweet, loving, angelic black poodle named JJ. And she had been originally owned by a close friend of mine who died of AIDS. And he passed her on to me, and she lived with me for, I'd say at least another 6 or 7 years. And through some very difficult times that I had, and she was an angel, and she had a very painful death because I was unable to, I was not functioning properly at the time.
Okay.
Well, how was it that you, what was her death? Do you mind saying?
Well, I couldn't take her to the vet, and she was on the kitchen carpet, and she was just yelping in pain, and I tried to give her things to calm her down and, you know, medications and things that I had that would help her ease her on, and nothing helped, and eventually she did pass.
At home?
Yes.
But you don't know what it was that was wrong?
Well, she was probably old enough to the point where I think she was about 12 or 13. She was probably just, I don't know. She was just at the point.
Well, maybe we'll ask her. Why don't you just, what size of a black poodle was she?
Probably about 35 pounds, a small to medium.
Okay. And did she have any gray on her? Was she old enough to have, like, gray whiskers?
Yes, she did.
And what was her name? Did you tell us? And I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
JJ,
it was,
right.
JJ.
So let's see if JJ maybe be able to explain what happened. And often Anne-Marie can, like, relieve a lot of doubt and guilt that people have, because maybe taking her to the vet wouldn't have helped her at all, and dying at home was better. So that would be good to find out.
Right.
Okay. What she's telling me when she was yelling at you, so to speak, at the time she was yelling, I'm sure to you it appeared to be somewhat frantic. And it was frantic because she was having stomach problems, she's telling me, but she also knew she was going, or she was going to transition, and she was trying to do everything she could at once to let you know, listen, I'm going to be going. I don't want it to be a shock to you like it was before, you know, because apparently your friend that gave her to you left strict instructions with her to take care of you.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
And, yeah, okay. And she just wanted to make sure that she got everything out of her system, that she wanted to tell you everything she possibly needed to tell you. And that's why all that yelp, 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 bark, bark, bark was constant. It was not so much pain as it was, I got to tell you everything I want to tell you. What she was trying to tell you, what she's telling me, is she wanted to tell you thank you. She was telling you how much she loved you, how much she appreciated you, and she was also saying how much of a good friend she appreciated you being to her first dad. You were the second dad. So she was saying thank you for that. She also said, please don't forget me because I am going to be coming around and hanging around. When you least expect it, you will feel my presence, and I know that you have. And she just was trying to get all of that out.
I'll be darned. So
I
see,
have a picture
Lance,
of her on my wall, so I could never forget her.
There you go.
She took more care of me when he passed on than I did of her.
Well, you did say she was an angel, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, there you have it.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, take good care of you.
Really nice.
That's wonderful.
Lance, we're so thrilled that maybe it was JJ herself who made sure you clicked on the station right when you did. I mean, how strange would that be, right? I mean, nothing is a total coincidence. I mean, Anne-Marie has told me that so many times. There's some great phrase that I've forgotten that used to
synchronicity.
Use. There you go. Synchronicity.
Right,
Lance? It used to happen. It would freak us
out.
Like,
that's it.
Somebody would call
right
when they
lately.
Needed to, or they'd find Anne-Marie, and it was just the day when they needed to. And that synchronicity is kind of spooky and marvelous. And Lance, I can't wait to listen to your show. It sounds absolutely fascinating, and I'm sure Anne-Marie will want to also. Right up her alley. Thank you so much for calling, for having these wonderful dogs, and I want you to write to me at RadioPetLady@gmail.com so I can hook you up to try the doggy goo. I think you may have a quite surprising response. It's very serious homeopathic stuff, you know. So there's a good chance that your little sweetie might get relief, and then you won't have to, you know, worry so much. Thanks a lot for the call, Lance, and have a great
night. And don't forget to ground.
That's right. Don't forget to ground, whatever that means.
Okay, hon.
You take care, sweetheart. All right. Stay in touch. Stay in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. We're going to go off for a break, but here's the number again, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. When we come back, we've got Rachel on line 4. We'll be right back. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs, which are used to create a positive environment for pets experiencing any kind of stress. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain and are especially comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household, for out-of-litter box issues, and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for Dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms in puppies and adult dogs and comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. You can find the pheromone products, Feel Away and Adaptil, through the link at RadioPetLady.com to Dr. Sean's own website store, PetCareNaturally.com. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is also brought to you by Platinum Performance, a supplement scientifically shown to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. The dogs supplemented with Platinum Performance Canine Wellness learn faster than every other dog in the control group, navigating through a maze with greater ease than the ones not taking the supplement. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance Canine Wellness demonstrated superior memory by completing the tasks more quickly. To give your aging dog that mental edge, especially as she gets older, go to the RadioPetLady.com website to find free samples and learn more. Vector 3D for Dogs also brings you this show. It is a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, sandflies, lice, and mites. In scientific tests, Vector 3D was shown to kill ticks fast and reliably for the entire month. Unlike older products, which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which actually transmits Lyme and other tick-borne diseases, with Vector 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vector for Dogs and Cats is the anti-flea topical treatment that not only repels and kills fleas, but kills all three life cycles of the flea, ridding you of them permanently. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. We are back. It's the last stretch of the show, so please take advantage by calling 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, and be lucky like, I don't know if it's Rachel or Rochelle on line 4. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Which version of your name was correct?
Rachel.
Excellent. Rachel, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. Do you have a question for Anne-Marie or for me?
Actually, it's for Anne-Marie. And
good.
And I have a rescue dog. Her name is JoJo. And she is about 3 years old. And I have no idea about her past history, like where she came from or what happened to her before I rescued her. And I wanted to know if she is happy where she is. And also it's like kind of a twofold question. She is currently having some issues with canine bronchitis, which kind of came on suddenly.
Wow.
So I don't know if Tracy
can help
or if Anne-Marie can help.
Here's the question. First of all, did you get her from a rescue or a shelter or from another person, or was she a stray? How did she come to you?
She, I actually volunteer at an animal lover's pet shop. It's a store. And she was rescued by them. She was left in an alleyway with four puppies, and we're guessing probably about 7 to 8 months when she had the puppies.
Oh, the poor thing.
And she was just left in an alleyway tied to a pole and the puppies in a basket out of her reach. So,
oh, come on.
And I just got really attached to her from coming in and helping out, and I found myself with a dog.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Rachel, is this the wonderful Animal Lovers Pet Shop that Tomi owns with the gorgeous birds?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I'm very excited to have you. You're the very first Animal Lovers Pet Shop person who's called the show. Anne-Marie, this is the most marvelous, marvelous pet store in California that's almost entirely every kind of bird you can imagine, all hand-raised and so forth. But they do this amazing rescue. I'm sending them a cat Bible to Tomi and also a cat chat baseball cap. She's made this huge effort that all the people that love her shop find out about this show. And, Rachel, you're obviously really special. So JoJo was tied to a pole so she couldn't reach her puppies. God, I'd love to find that person. I don't know whether I would take a baseball bat to them or what. So describe her so that Anne-Marie can connect with her. What does she look like?
She is, we believe, 100% miniature pincher.
Oh, wow.
We're guessing. We've had one of Tommy's friends that used to show min pins said she looks definitely like a min pin. Right now she's overweight because she's on some medicine for the bronchitis. She's black with some brown, and she doesn't have her ears or her tail cropped. She looks cute as could be. She's going to be that way.
Oh, how darling. So can JoJo tell you anything, Anne-Marie?
Well, Rachel, she's telling me that she's very happy. She's extremely happy.
Good.
And her next question to me was, am I going anyplace else?
Aww.
And I said, I don't
know,
sweetie. You're kind of stuck where you are right now. You got your mommy wrapped around all four paws. When I asked her about before, where she came from, what she's showing me, and all I could see is feet, but it seems like a man based upon the type of shoe, the shoe size, and the width of the leg and the type of jean. It seems like he just ripped her, I hate to say this, but he pulled her out of the truck with the box of puppies and just left them there and took off. No regard whatsoever for her, her life, nothing. And when I said to her, were you happy before? And she said, no, not at all. And I said, this is a silly question. Were you happy to have been left in that alley? She said, yes, because look where I am now.
Oh.
She is very, very aware for 3 years old. She's a lot smarter than three. She's like an old soul, if you will.
Uh-huh. How does she feel about my parakeet? Because I have a parakeet. I know my parakeet probably is not happy about her.
Yeah, next month you better call in and make your call about the parakeet. That would
be
hilarious.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, actually,
she said I don't.
Anne-Marie
I don't
could do a parakeet. I mean, she's done birds before.
Oh, absolutely.
Describe
I've done snakes, I've done rats,
because
I've done goldfish, please. JoJo was saying she doesn't mind the birds so much, and it's funny that you said what you said. She says, I don't mind the bird, but I don't think the bird's too happy about me.
I don't think he is either.
And I said, well, you're both going to have to adapt, that's all. You're not going anywhere, neither is the bird. But remember, that's mommy's favorite bird, you're mommy's favorite dog.
Aww.
Yep.
So any suggestions you did good,
bronchitis?
Rachel.
You did very good, Rachel.
And
did other people take
suggestions?
The puppies?
All the puppies got adopted.
Mm-hmm.
They all got wonderful homes, and they actually come in to, I volunteer at the store, and they come in, and she remembers them, and she sees them. So
really?
She gets to come to the store every day, so she lucked out.
Oh, my God, what
who's
a
got
great
a better
life.
Than her?
So the parrot Keith stays at home and has peace and quiet the whole day. He shouldn't really
actually
be complaining.
He comes to the store too. He's
oh my goodness, what a menagerie.
What do you do? Have a van and you schlep them all over?
I can't have any more pets.
Oh boy.
I couldn't bring them all with
it.
Me.
I love it. This is great. What a traveling Noah's Ark. You know what I'd love to do, if you don't mind staying on hold, Rachel, since the phones got quiet, I really do think people are so trained to think it's an hour-long show that they all call like mad in the beginning, and then they're like, oh, gosh, I guess it's over, and it's not. But if we could go to another break, it's just a minute and a half. And if you would you like to see what the parakeet has to say?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Sure,
then you just hang tight. We're going to go off for a break, and Anne-Marie's going to put her bird hat on, if there is such
okay.
a thing. We'll be right back. Hang on. Support for this show comes from Woruva, the pet food company that thinks dogs and cats should eat as well as we do. So their foods are made in a human food facility from ingredients we could eat ourselves. We salute Woruva's ethical decision to not make any dry food because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates, and that true health for cats who are obligate carnivores means they should eat only meat. Woruva's many different canned recipes, cats in the kitchen in pouches, and their more economical BFF, best feline friend, all offer your pets a wide variety of flavors and ingredients. Go to RadioPetLady.com for more information. Cat Chat and Dog Talk is brought to you with the support of Goo Silver, a holistic supplement for senior canines developed by a veterinarian to help aging dogs maintain mental sharpness and physical well-being. Goo Silver is a peanut butter-based lickable product with all-natural ingredients that is a broad-spectrum canine supplement addressing the special needs of your aging dog's mental state, anti-inflammatory ingredients for joint discomfort from arthritis, and antioxidants for his immune system. Visit GooSilver.com for more information. Dr. Sean's online store at PetCareNaturally.com offers feel-away for cats and adaptable diffusers and collars for dogs, along with many of the supplements he uses in his practice of integrative holistic medicine in Plano, Texas. He has also developed a number of healthy products like itch relief shampoo, all-natural herbal earwash, olive leaf plus, and CI support, supplements to support the immune system for pets with cancers. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the 10% off code and monthly specials for Dr. Sean's store at PetCareNaturally.com. We are back. You are listening to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. The first Tuesday of the month is now and always will be the wonderful Anne-Marie Sawicki, the Animal Communicator Night. Anyone who's too shy to call in or didn't feel there was enough time left, you can go to my website, RadioPetLady.com, and find Anne-Marie under My Special Experts and have a private session with her. Rachel is still holding on, who's a volunteer at the wonderful Animal Lovers Pet Shop in California. And describe your parakeet to us, the one who isn't so thrilled about the adoption of JoJo the Minpin.
His name is Indy. And he was actually a present. Somebody bought him for me. He is about 5 years old, and he's the first bird I ever had. And he talks. He has over 100 words.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a little chatterbox.
What are his colorings on?
He is like a teal, like blue and white.
Okay.
And I found out about a year.
Is he in a cage, Rachel, or is he on a perch? What is his life like at home?
He spends, before JoJo, he was out a lot more, out of the cage more. With her, I've moved, so he doesn't have as much room to run around on the floor like he used to. But he does come out. He does come to work with me. And he has two cages. He has a sleeping cage and he has a big cage. So.
Oh, interesting. So he goes into a smaller, like his boudoir that gets covered up at night,
yeah.
And then during the day he has a bigger play cage.
He has a bigger. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can sort of guess what he might have to say to Anne-Marie, but I would only be guessing. Are you able to find him?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. When I asked him about JoJo, I said, I get the feeling from JoJo that you don't like JoJo. And the response was, you think she could have brought home another bird? No, she had to bring home that. Okay. I said, did you want another friend at home? And he said, well, not all the time, but every so often I wouldn't mind somebody to talk to. I said, yes, but if there's another bird at home in addition to you, then you have to talk to him or her all the time. You just can't talk to them once in a while. Oh, so aren't you better off just having JoJo there instead of bringing in another bird, even though you're a little upset? You know, that's a very valid point. I think you're right. I think we'll stick
with
the dog.
That's what he said? He's so serious like that?
I'll learn to adapt. This I understand now. Okay.
Oh, my God. So he's very practical.
You know what? Another animal communicator said that, because I said, should I put another bird? Does Indy want another bird? And she said, no, he wants to be alone.
Oh, my God.
That's interesting that you said that.
Yeah, very. Well, he's consistent. He doesn't change his mind much. That's a good sign. Well, I'm so thrilled you called in, Rachel. I hope
that
you'll tell all the people at Animal Lovers Pet Shop that our show loves them and we love everything you guys do there and all this wonderful adoption and rescue on top of really being bird-oriented more than anything is just so kind and so wonderful, as are you for opening your heart to JoJo. And I'm sure that things will get better with time. We all adapt, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for the call,
sweetie. Thank you, Rachel.
Have a great night. Take care.
Thank you.
There's still time for you to talk to Anne-Marie, guys. 888-627-6008, as Jennifer's going to do on line three. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's me again. This is the same one I called earlier about, you know, the Dalmatians. I had a question about itching, and I heard you talk about the doggy goo, which I just now looked up on the Internet, because I have one of my Dalmatians itches and licks kind of at night, and we've been wondering if it was, I don't really think it's food. I feel like it's more gut-oriented, but so can this be, the doggy goo can be used if no matter what the allergy might be? If it's
correct,
not
because
or?
the allergies that dogs have, just like with people, fall into that category of dust, mites, pollens, and some other thing, just like with people. It's not food.
Okay.
Food allergies in dogs are extremely rare. Food allergies in dogs don't express themselves on the skin. A food allergy or an intolerance in a dog would be vomiting or diarrhea, and even then it's extremely rare. So the itching and the licking is because the dog has external inflammation, just like, you know, our eyes get red and itchy if we're allergic to something. The doggy goo has been... Fleas, well, if there's any chance you have fleas, then doggy goo won't do you a bit of good.
I said she sneezes.
Oh, I beg your pardon. She sneezes. Wow.
Red eyes, just like a person. Yeah, just like a person.
Oh, so the allergy is even expressing itself as upper respiratory, like I do. I have, like, drippy nose, itchy eyes, that kind of thing. I think the more dramatic the level of allergy, the more efficient something like allergy shots or doggy goo can be. If it's gone on for a few months, you'll get a faster reaction. If it's gone on for years, it's going to take more time to see the results. But you got to write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com because 30% is a really great discount. And if you write to me, I can give you the code for it and you get those wonderful treats and you don't have to worry about a food allergy because – it's not a food allergy. And it doesn't really matter what the dog's allergic to because it's a spectrum in the supplement that basically is an anti-inflammatory. And the other thing that's really valuable for dogs with skin conditions is the Nordic Naturals pet oil. So if you're not using that, I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's really important.
I kind of rotate oils, and I did use a Nordic. I did use that at one time, and now I'm using a coconut oil.
Okay, well, that's all well and fine, but only marine lipids that come from fish, not plants or coconut, actually deliver omega-3s. That's a misunderstanding kind of in local writing. It has to be fish oil, not from flax, not from coconut. For the body to use it on a cellular level. So when you take Nordic Naturals fish oil, you take it every day, not every other day, not twice a week, for the rest of your life. That's all of us. The cellular need for omega-3s is so high, and the inflammatory process going on inside all of us is so high that, and it was only when I saw how much different my dogs looked that I started to take the human version for me. I didn't think I really needed it. And then I've had all these experts on dog talk. You might want to go to my website and listen to some of the dog talks where I have some of these national experts on on omega-3s talk about it, and it's really compelling. So I'm really glad you called back about that. We have to go off for another break, but we're delighted to hear from you twice in a night, Jennifer. That's just a treat.
Well,
and write
thank
to me.
Thank you so much.
I'll give you the
order this now. Thank you.
Wonderful. But don't order it to get the code, because I want you to get the
discount.
Oh,
well, I'll email you. Right. Okay.
Excellent, because I think everyone should have a discount in life. That's my middle name. We are going to go off to our last little break. And when we come back, we have Diana on the phone. And maybe we can squeeze another one in. So don't be shy. 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes 100% human-grade dehydrated pet foods, which are created in a human food facility, and batches are actually tested by people. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information on free samples and where to call the company for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet. This show is supported by Platinum Performance, where they know that comprehensive health for dogs, cats, and people begins one cell at a time. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness and Performance Formula is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells means a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Feline Wellness Formula contains taurine in every teaspoon, an amino acid that helps promote cardiac health in cats. Go to RadioPetLady.com to get the number to call for free samples and more information. Oh, we're back. There I am dreaming and thinking, yes, Platinum Performance, it's good. I take it too. I take everything my dogs take. Soon I'll start barking. Here we are with Diana on line four. Diana, welcome to Cat Chat and Dog Talk.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. How can
this
we help you tonight?
I've never spoken to you.
Mm-hmm. What is the question?
Okay. I've got two little doggies. Both are well-behaved. And they're both potty trained, except one of them, a little guy named Tiger. When he has a babysitter, when one of my friends or family member watches him at their homes, it seems deliberate that he does it. He pees in their home, in their houses. So they'll call me and say, oh, I found a little wet spot behind my sofa. I found a wet spot under my dining room table. I found a little yellow spot on my door, and we think Tyke did it. You know, and I know that Tyke did it. So,
well, first of all, I want to interrupt you and say, I didn't know this was the Diana. This is the Diana, whose dogs
Diana,
are the mascots of this show. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to finally meet you. Romeo and Tiger, you guys have got to go to RadioPetLady.com and see these dogs and what they have to say about this show. They are just winningly adorable. Diana has been listening to Dog Talk on NPR for years. Always stays in touch, full of enthusiasm. She's the one who introduced me to the Animal Pet Lover Shop in California, and I thought her dogs were perfect. So now we find out that, well, Tiger isn't necessarily imperfect. He simply expresses himself in a unique way. These two little these two little poodles are so perfect, Emery. Are they? Is that apricot? Is that the color they're considered?
Tiger is apricot, and Romeo is considered red.
Red, and they're small. They're like 10 pounds or something, right?
Yes. Tuggy's almost 8 pounds and Romeo's 10. Close to 10. There is one thing I have to tell you, Anne-Marie and Tracy and if anybody else. I think Dr. Sean might be there. I kind of just tuned in, so I apologize. But I have to say something that I do give Romeo sometimes a little bit more attention than I do Tuggy. Some of my friends do the same thing, and I'm not sure why. It might be because I'm not really sure why. Maybe Romeo's a little older, a little calmer, so I need to know what's going on there.
And what it is that Tiger's expressing with his wee-wee. But he only does the wee-wees when other people are babysitting, not at your house.
Yes. Mm-hmm, when I'm there and when somebody else is babysitting him, then I hear the news.
Well, I'll tell you that no matter what he has to say to Anne-Marie, I would recommend one of the really cute belly bands for male dogs. There's lots of different ones that are made. They're charming and funny looking. They have an insert that's like a kind of a woman's Kotex type of thing. So you can throw away the part that gets wet. and it's for dogs who mark indoors. And there's some dogs that will just go over and lift their leg on a silk drapery, and, you know, it's like insanely costly. And they don't have to go to the bathroom. They just need to mark that drapery. So I think when you rent him out to other people, it's only fair that he should wear his little belly band. And they have really cute names like P-Band or whatever they're called. I don't know a brand that's really better than others. But Anne-Marie, what does he have to say about this leg lifting?
It's just one of the reasons, Diana, that he does it is because when he's over there, it's almost like he gets an attack of the nerves. And he just, as Tracy aptly put it before, expresses himself. So it's not because he's angry or anything, but he gets nervous in somebody else's home, even though he knows them. He's one of these animals that likes his house.
Yes.
He likes to stay there, and he's very, very comfortable. Even though he's socialized, he's still more comfortable in his own home.
So it's like a kid who has a sleepover and has the bed.
Exactly.
Well, how can you be sitting on a windowsill and, you know, having a city view, watching people go by and, you know, and trees and birds and pigeons and taxis? So when he's on Long Island or in other people's, you know, high rises and he doesn't see things, I guess he gets sad. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. But I know it's costly, like Tracy said.
Well, it's not his house. I mean, it doesn't really matter what the amenities are, what's being offered in the way of a lovely beach or lobster salad for lunch. It's really that he'd rather be home. Now, I have to say, I'm a lot like him. I would so much rather be home than anywhere else. I keep thinking all these people that a friend is off on her 70th birthday going to look at penguins in Antarctica, and she's all happy. She just saw some whales yesterday. I'm thinking, no, thank you. Happy to be home in my own bed and open my own fridge and get the snack I want when I want it. And maybe Tigey's like that. So that's what he said, right, Anne-Marie?
Yeah,
he just gets a little anxious.
He's more comfortable in his own space.
Okay, but he still loves his mama, right?
Well, I don't know. You're a little on the borderline now because you were fine up until you said you gave Romeo a little more attention, and he totally forgot that until you said it, and he went, that's right, she does, doesn't she? And I said, yeah, she does. I said, but you know what? The other one's older. That's why. Because when you're older, you need a little more attention. You're very, you know, you're okay. You're very balanced and grounded, and, you know, you got it all together. That's why she doesn't have to pay that much attention to you. Oh, yes, that's true, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, with the personality.
Guy.
Right.
Okay.
So I got you out of that one.
You got her out of a pickle for sure. But, Diana, it's very easy if you go online and just type in, dog, I don't know, I'm not the best search bar person, but if you went to Doctors Foster and Smith, that online catalog, they have all kinds of, you know, interesting equipment type things, and it's very cute, and they often have a cute print. It's basically a little diaper for him to wear inside, and
puppy
then if something scares the pee out of him, it'll just go right into the little diapy and can be comfortably thrown away, and then you don't have to, you know, buy wildly costly guilt gifts for your friends.
Or
clean
their
carpet. I've replaced rugs, and I've replaced curtains and things, so yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my
the belly band it is.
And it'll probably make him feel more secure, too, you know, because he's housebroken, so making pee-pee inside makes you feel really bad, like wetting your bed would make you feel really bad. So it'll save him the embarrassment and humiliation, too.
As well as you.
Okay.
As well as you. I'm so thrilled to finally meet you. You're a totally remarkable person. These dogs are so dear. Anybody wants to see the mascots of the show, you cannot even bear how cute they are. So we forgive him any peas that escape, but in the meantime, probably best to bundle them up. Have a great
Friends,
night,
are you
sweetie.
Listening?
Thank
it was
you,
a
Diana.
Pleasure. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Tracy, we love your show. Thank you very much.
You're a doll. Thank you for sending
you.
So many friends. Diana has a Cat Chat cap. It may even have arrived on her doorstep any minute. She sent me the email addresses of 10 friends, as other people can do, and get the very cool Cat Chat cap. Anne-Marie, I'm wicked. I should have sent you one years ago.
That's okay. No worries. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, that's right. So, I mean, would you wear – you're not, and that's where I know where you are, because you
that's
like
right.
being at home too. Would you wear a baseball cap with the Cat Chat logo?
Of course I would.
Oh, God. Can I just tell you that I have to have the public humiliation and mortification to have never thought of that before? Cap okay. to Anne-Marie, note to self, with another coupon for Catatrack litter for your kitty because, you know, you can't have enough high-quality litter, right?
That's for sure.
A little goes a long way. Well, it's been just a wonderful inauguration of your skills and talents and charm and sense of humor and sensitivity on in every meaning of the word tonight. It's really been tremendous. And I know all of our new listeners and old listeners who found the show, which are coming in droves, are probably extra thrilled to have the pleasure of your company. Thank you.
Those 2 hours flew.
They flew, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Love you. And on the first Tuesday of March, we will be hanging out together. March 5th, I already know the date. Can't
Absolutely.
Wait to talk to you again.
Thank you, honey. I'll look to see you next month.
Lots of love. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Doug, for a fabulous show. Really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening and especially for calling. Hugs and kisses to your cats and dogs. We'll talk again next week. Bye for now.